TNB Tech Minute gives you the day's top tech headlines, from the big names in Silicon Valley to the halls of power. If it's making news in tech, we've got it. Check out TNB Tech Minute in the Tech News Briefing feed from The Wall Street Journal. Here's your TNB Tech Minute for Monday, January 22nd. I'm Alex Osola for The Wall Street Journal. Apple is rolling out its iOS 17.3 update, which contains stolen device protection. The setting adds a layer of security that could foil a thief who has stolen an iPhone and the passcode used to unlock it. The release follows The Wall Street Journal's year-long investigation on iPhone thefts happening across the country. If it's turned on, stolen device protection makes it harder for a criminal to lock victims out of their Apple accounts or drain bank accounts. The U.S. has levied a fifth round of sanctions against alleged Hamas financing networks since the group's October 7th attack on Israel, targeting currency exchanges as key funders for the group and citing cryptocurrency transfers. Evidence showing Hamas and its affiliates have transferred millions of dollars has upended the traditional view that crypto is used by terrorist groups only as a meager form of crowdfunding. And Sony has called off the merger of its Indian unit with Mumbai-based media company Zee Entertainment Enterprises. It's the end of a years-long effort to create a multi-billion-dollar media powerhouse in the South Asian nation. Sony said today that the merger had missed a deadline for completion, with closing conditions going unmet. Sony is also seeking a termination fee of $90 million due to alleged breaches of the merger agreement terms by Zee, according to a statement by Zee. Zee refuted Sony's claims and said it would take steps to safeguard stakeholders' interests. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Tuesday's Tech News Briefing podcast.